Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many of you don't like fish? I get you. I'm not a big fish eater. You know, if I'm going to eat meat, it's got to be meat. And if it doesn't moo, it's not meat. So if I'm going to a restaurant and I get to sit there and order something, I mean, I'm probably not going to spend the money on a piece of fish. I get that. The problem is fish is healthy. They're saying if you eat half a serving of salmon every day, you could slash your risk of getting bowel cancer by about 50%. And if you take in 300 units of vitamin D a day, you could cut your risk of colon cancer. Now, vitamin D foods include oily fish, like salmon, red meat, egg yolks, and some cereals. So the key to all of this is you got to get your vitamin D. Now, salmon also gives you your healthy omega-3 fatty acids. So salmon can also help your heart. So there's a lot of reason to eat salmon. And it's supposed to be healthier than red meat. So the big key to all this is you got to get natural vitamins. So they say getting enough vitamin D in your diet could spare you from getting bowel cancer before turning 50. It's about 300 units a day, the equivalent of 3 glasses of milk or just 60 grams of salmon. Experts say the findings could eventually lead doctors to recommend young adults consume more of the sunshine vitamin. This is being reported by Daily Mail. U.S. government-funded research tracked 94,000 women for 25 years, quizzing them every 2 years about their diet and health. Okay, yeah, I see an issue there. Because if you ask a woman how much chocolate does she eat, she's like, oh, I just have a small little piece. I can't even tell you how much chocolate I eat. I mean, I remember the small little piece. I don't remember the pound I ate after. But maybe these 94,000 women didn't lie and said, you know, the exact they were truthful. Vitamin D helps your bones, your teeth, your muscles. And we're supposed to be, depending on, you know, where you live, how much sunlight you get, and depending on if you're male, female, menopausal or not, anywhere from 400 to 800 units a day. Well, if you could get 300 from a half a, you know, thing of salmon, that's pretty good. Some of us need to be on 50,000 units a week. One pill, 50,000 units. So dietary sources include the oily fish. About 100 gram servings contain about 526 units. Cow's milk also has vitamin D when it's fortified. Harvard University scientists said vitamin D intake from mushrooms, egg, milk have decreased in the last few decades. And we are seeing colon cancer rise in the under 50s. That's why we had to start screening when you're 45. You know, we were waiting till you were 50. I got my first screen in my 30s. When colon cancer is in the family, originally it was interesting. When I was a student and resident, they said, look, what you do is you start screening in your 50s. If there is a family member who has colon cancer, drop 10 years from the age at which they were diagnosed and get yourself screened then. So if my family members weren't found to have colon cancer until their 60s, drop 10 and you're still in your 50s. If you had a family member who had colon cancer in their 40s, you would take away 10 years and screen in your 30s. But the problem with that was that what if they were found at a later stage? I mean, what if colon cancer doesn't take 10 years but takes longer? So my doctor said, you're going to get your butt in here, literally. So I've been getting scopes since my 30s. I think I've had 4 already. The scope is fine. It's the prep that stinks. So thousands of people get diagnosed with bowel cancer. And under 50s are definitely rising. And so what the gastroenterologists need to do is when they do the scope, they need to find the little polyps. If they see a polyp, that polyp might be benign. It might do nothing, but it could turn to cancer. If you're going to get cancer in the bowel, it's going to start from a polyp. Not all polyps will turn to cancer, but all cancer will start from a polyp. So they'll remove the polyp as you go. But a lot of things can put you at risk for colon cancer. Genetics, poor diet. You know, the bowel wall is a very delicate wall. It's not designed to have your poop sit there for days. And if you ate, you know, foods that had processed preservatives and nitrites and all sorts of stuff, that can wear and tear and cause damage to your colon wall. So that's why we keep saying to eat fiber. Drink plenty of water and eat fiber. Because we want the poop to move. We don't want anything to sit. When things sit, it just isn't good. And so vitamin D has been brought up because when we look at people that get certain cancers, breast cancer, colon cancer, we see them in the more northern European, northern American, northern hemisphere, northern latitudes, I should say. And so, well, that could be genetic, but it could also be they're not getting as much sun. You don't seem to see as much bowel cancer as you do around the equator. So maybe there is something to the vitamin D. So academics looked at, these are researchers from the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. They had identified 111 cases of under 50s with colon cancer. Academics also looked at 3,300 cases of bowel polyps. And their analysis revealed higher vitamin D intake was linked to a significantly reduced risk of early onset colon cancer and colon polyps. And people who consume nutrient-rich foods were even less likely to develop the condition. So you got to get your vitamin D intake. You got to eat more fish. You got to avoid the red meat. You got to try to eat more vegetables. Yeah, I know, not fun. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So a Chicago-based pharmacist is in some big, big trouble. They face a 12-count federal indictment for selling bootleg COVID cards. Allegedly, has sold COVID-19 vaccine cards to multiple different buyers on eBay. This is over a two-week span in late March and early April 2021. And MSN.com actually has the prices that these people paid. Now, the pharmacist is 34 years old and his name is Ting Tang Zhao. And I guess prosecutors allege that Zhao had the intent to deprive, embezzle, steal, purloin, and knowingly convert to his use and the use of another and without authority, did sell, convey, dispose of a thing of value of the United States and an agency thereof, namely CDC vaccination record cards, with an aggregate value exceeding $1,000, beginning on March 25th to April 11th of this year. The DOJ said in a press release that pharmacist Zhao sold 125 authentic CDC vaccination cards to 11 different buyers for approximately $10 a card. They did this online while working as a licensed pharmacist in Chicago. Now, the company is not named. How did he get the cards? Well, pharmacists get the cards. So, pharmacists get the cards to fill out and complete when you get a COVID shot. So, I don't know if the blank cards were numbered. I mean, these cards are blank cards. Stock, I was wondering why they weren't going to maybe number them or have that, you have that scan code, that weird squiggly square with squigglies in it. Is that a QVC code? I'm not sure. I was wondering why they didn't have that on there because you just see these cards, these. Yeah, and that's another thing, too. There's when people have to show proof to a restaurant, the restaurant's like, I really don't want to do this. I mean, if it's a card that has a bunch of scribbles on it, and it looks like the vaccine card, I'm sure a lot of people are going to be like, it's fine. Which is why, trust me, the government's going to get involved, and they're going to make everybody put their vaccination status in a system. There's going to be a system. I know the government promised they wouldn't do it, but you see where it's going, because there's so many fake cards out there. So, the Department of Justice created a chart that includes the approximate dates, number of vaccine cards sold, initials of buyers, and approximate proceeds that the pharmacist allegedly gained from the scheme. On March 25th, he sold 10 cards to buyer JM and got $88.03. Now, I don't know if that includes shipping, but to me, that's about $8 a card. Then, I guess the price, probably because of the bidding. People might have bid on them. This is eBay. March 27th, he sold 10 for $95. March 27th, 9 were sold for $84. 10 for $98, 10 for $102, 8 for $82, 8 for $80, 13 for $142, 10 for $103, 17 for $176. That could have been like the buy it now amount. 10 for $104 and 10 for $117. Now mind you, all these people have accounts. The feds are going to go after each of these people. JM, SW, RF, RF, JC, PB, RB. Looks like SW. I wonder if that's the same purchaser. SP, AM, RS, JW. So 18 U.S.C. 641 says a person who is convicted on charges of theft of government property faces significantly more legal jeopardy if the value of the alleged theft exceeds $1,000. So because he sold that many, and it's over the $1,000, he's in more trouble. So the government claims in Zhao's case, the individual, quote, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned, not more than 10 years or both, but if the value of such property in the aggregate, combining amounts from all the counts for which the defendant is convicted in a single case, does not exceed the sum of $1,000, he shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than a year. So if you have government property and you sell it or dispense it or do whatever, and it's worth more than a grand, you could face 10 years in jail. If it's worth under a grand, you'll face 1 year jail, possibly. So DOJ Criminal Division Assistant Attorney General Kenneth Polite Jr. said in a settlement that criminal offenses that contribute to distrust around vaccines and vaccination status are going to be investigated and taken seriously. The Department of Justice and its law enforcement partners are committed to protecting the American people from these offenses during this national emergency. So I know there's many people who during the riots had their property destroyed, things trashed, things stolen, and, many of them are not going to be able to get help and get, any sort of resolution. But you can bet that America has all hands on deck for vaccine stock cards being sold on eBay. And I get it. I get why, but it's, I just think this is so much more rampant. When everybody got their vaccine, they were posting their cards online. And they said, guys, don't do it because, they'll be able to see the seal. Well, I'm looking at an article right now by MSN. They have the card. They have a blank card online. So obviously people are, secret's out. So they say stealing and selling COVID-19 vaccination cards is inexcusable and will not be tolerated. Fraudsters who engage in such unlawful conduct undermine efforts to address a pandemic and profit at the public's expense. The health and safety of the public is our top priority, and we are encouraging people to obtain vaccination cards for their administering medical providers. So it is interesting that this was done by a pharmacist, where selling, apparently there was a father and son trying to travel to Hawaii using fake cards. There's been other people selling vaccine cards. I mean, sadly, whenever you have, just like with Prohibition, you know, there's going to be crime. And the more we have people, I guess, mandating, like, for example, Allegiant Stadium, you know, Raiders are going to require proof of vaccination. So, again, not sure what happens if you have, you know, season tickets and you're not vaccinated. I think you're supposed to go and then get a vaccine. Again, not sure where the choice is. And again, I'm a fan of the vaccine. I think it works fairly well. Just I'm not a fan of these policies. But there's this desperation that people get. And it will drive people to do something that they didn't think was a heinous crime. But the government, they're going to throw the book at you. And I'm just dying to know the numbers of people. And anecdotally, you know, you hear that this is way beyond what the media is covering. That there are people saying, yeah, I've been vaccinated, and show the card, and you have no idea if it's, you know. The cards that we got were regular stock. They had signature. They had a sticker of the lot. Because when all this happened, I mean, it was chaotic. You know, they were trying to give the shot out for people's health. Well, again, this wouldn't be an issue and this wouldn't be happening if there weren't mandates. That's why you need to be very, very careful from a public health standpoint. If you are really doing this for public health, don't frighten people into lying. Just like we spoke about in the first hour, there are people, there are employees that are so afraid they're going to look racist, kicking somebody out who chose not to vaccinate, that they're probably like, it's fine, go ahead. In fact, the one business owner was very open, saying, I'm not going to discriminate against anybody. They can't make me. You're not supposed to discriminate. But when you tell a person that based on their beliefs or their color or their reasoning, that they didn't, you know, they aren't vaccinated, so they aren't welcome and you aren't going to feed them, that's discrimination. You know, public health might be at issue, but vaccinated people could spread the virus too. So it's a very tough argument to not look discriminatory when you do that. So get rid of the mandates, and I think you'll get rid of the false and this bootleg trend. And then you wonder how many vaccinated individuals that claim they were vaccinated in the hospital might have lied. I happen to think that vaccinated individuals can still get sick, not to the same degree as unvaccinated. But, there's no way for the government to tell. This is such a cluster. People who are scared of the virus are going to get the vaccine. People that don't want to get the vaccine, they're not going to get the vaccine. I don't understand why they don't, you know, realize that. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A top Pentagon official says there's still an effort underway to evacuate folks from Afghanistan's capital city of Kabul. This after President Biden says he stands by his decision to withdraw troops from Afghanistan on Monday, despite the Taliban's swift takeover of the country. U.S. troops have gained control of the airport in Kabul. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
As the Taliban have taken control of Afghanistan, speaking at a Tuesday Pentagon press conference, Major General Hank Taylor says the single runway airfield is now secure.
Right now, the airfield, like I said earlier, is secure.
Flights out of Kabul continue through the end of the month. The 3rd Battalion of the 82nd Airborne is holding the line.
President Biden monitoring the entire situation from Camp David, where he's on vacation. This is USA Radio News. The Defense Department is assessing earthquake damage in Haiti. Spokesman John Kirby telling reporters the Pentagon is sending 8 helicopters and a joint task force to Haiti to start providing humanitarian efforts.
USS Arlington, a Navy amphibious ship, will be getting underway today as well, and we'll have embarked on it 2 MH-60 helicopters. It also will have on board a surgical team and a landing craft mechanized to be able to move things ashore.
Kirby also discussing the humanitarian efforts on the ground in Haiti.
So the U.S. military continues to provide unique air, medical, logistical, and engineering capabilities in support of USAID and their Bureau of Humanitarian Assistance.
Spirit Airlines is reporting a $50 million loss in revenue. The Florida-based carrier blames recent disruptions, which have led to many flight cancellations. Spirit revealing it's canceled more than 2,800 flights from July 30th to August 9th. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So on the economy front, not so good today. Stocks dropped, part because of Afghanistan, part because of COVID fears. In fact, they say there is a 1.1% slump in U.S. retail spending, 4 times the drop predicted by analysts. Interestingly, bars and restaurant sales grew. So people are drinking and people are eating, but auto sales fell the most. They say chip shortage hampers vehicle production. Clothing, furniture, sporting goods sales also down in July. So Americans are cutting back their spending as we expected. They say retail sales fell a seasonally adjusted 1.1% in July from the month before. According to the U.S. Commerce Department today, much larger drop than the 0.3% decline Wall Street analysts had expected. The decline represented a monthly drop of $7 billion in sales, automobile sales showing the sharpest decline amid soaring prices. Well, again, if you're talking about how, you know, we're going to have to go electric, and people don't know if they're going to be able to have fuel. They can't afford an electric car right now. It's a big cluster from a car standpoint. Not to mention, if you're not driving and you don't know when where your next job is going to be and you can work from home, you know, maybe you guys will start to carpool. Honestly, we have a Jeep that we've hand-me-downed now for, I don't know, 10, 15 years maybe. I'm trying to think how many years we've had it. So it was my Jeep. Actually, I think it might have been my husband's Jeep. My Jeep. Then it was my first son's Jeep. Then it was my second son's Jeep. We're going to ride that sucker till it's done. I'm in no mood to buy a new car. No way. And by the way, I would never buy a new car. I always buy used because why, you know, lose all that, you know, it's going to depreciate anyway. But inflation data released last week showed that new car prices are up 6.4% from a year ago. Used car prices are up 42%. Overall inflation holding at a 13-year high of 5.4%. They say the weak July sales also reflected a plunge in online purchases. Amazon brought its Prime Day to June from July. Online retailers said they expected a drop in sales after explosive growth. You know, because of the height of the COVID crisis. But also, I think a lot of people are starting to see that these online prices are getting higher. I mean, I'm looking at things, and Amazon used to be the cheapest, you know, people in town. Now that's not the case. So I think Amazon's going to feel that a little bit too. Remember I told you I wanted to buy granola? And it was like 3-4 times the price. Well, luckily the price went back down. I was able to get my granola. Yay! I like my granola with the raisins. It's got healthy poop, so I like it. But bars and restaurants saw their sales rise modestly, a slower rate than in recent months, but people kept going out. And I wonder if that's not going to help our obesity. You know, people gained 30 pounds with COVID. I didn't gain 30 pounds. I actually lost weight originally. Then I gained some and then I lost it again. But I think people are so tired of being indoors. They've been eating out anyway. Maybe people don't want to go grocery shopping. You know, grocery shopping is not fun. I notice I've been sometimes choosing pizza over grocery shopping. And I want to be dead honest. It's not that I'm too lazy to go grocery shopping. It's when I go to the grocery store, I end up spending $100 or $200. And I justify it by, well, it's food for the week. And then I cook the meals and whatever. And maybe it's only 2 or 3 days of the kids eating it. And so it's sometimes cheaper to eat out. I hate to say that, but we've been noticing that for years. So they say receipts at auto dealerships fell 3.9% after declining 2.2% in June. Motor vehicle production has been hampered by a global shortage of semiconductors. This has driven up the price of cars, making it difficult to find certain models at any price. The scarcity of chips has also impacted the availability of some household appliances like microwaves and fridges. Why do we need chips? Why can't we go old school? And that's going to be the other problem with electric cars. Electric cars are so fancy schmancy. What if there's a shortage of something? What if our grid system gets hacked? I really don't want to be that reliant on a power grid. I don't want to be reliant on fuel also. So I don't know. I might just go hybrid later. But I don't know if the government's going to allow that. I think they want everybody on electric cars. Well, that's going to stink if after 4 or 6 hours you get stuck. That's going to be a mess. So clothing went down, furniture went down, sporting goods. I'm going to tell you why clothing went down. Because most of us only have to buy a top. I have been wearing the same pants now for a year and a half. Because nobody sees my pants. So I've saved money. I haven't bought new shoes. I haven't bought new sandals. This staying from home really saves you money. Now, did I buy a laptop? Yeah. So my guess is tech sales probably went up. But it's interesting that people are eating out. But it is, you know, kind of worrying. eBay said the number of active shoppers slipped 2% to 159 million. UPS said they're shipping fewer packages in the U.S. Amazon, the world's largest online retailer, said online sales grew 13% in the most recent quarter, but that is the smallest online sales growth in 2 years. So, you know, maybe more people are traveling. Maybe it's entertainment. Seeing the shift in the spending is going to be interesting. But I also think that a lot of people are getting a little nervous about the amount of money they're going to make. I don't think people are thinking they're going to be making the amount of money that they once did. So this was an interesting article from Yahoo Finance on what should you invest in. So they had said, you know, prices push higher, your money doesn't go as far, especially for those with fixed incomes or retirees. So they suggest, first off, if you have investments in stocks, don't start panicking. They said it's still too early to know if the U.S. is headed for an extended period of inflation or if the current situation is a temporary blip caused by COVID-19 restrictions and lockdowns. I don't know. If they still do stupid, right, and they cause employers and businesses to have all these extra expenses, there's going to be trickle-down prices. So I think inflation is going to continue. They say, if there is inflation, they say in terms of investments that make good hedges against inflation, Business Insider listed the following. In terms of stocks, they say stocks still tend to beat inflation, even though their growth might be slowed. So they suggest tech and consumer goods during periods of inflation. Commodities. They say precious metals such as gold and silver have traditionally been viewed as good hedges against inflation. The problem is it's so expensive. I mean, silver and gold is too rich for my blood. I've never been able to afford silver and gold. Even the stocks, too expensive. Real estate. They say land and property like commodities tend to rise in value during periods of inflation. Because buying actual real estate can get expensive, you might consider investing in real estate investment trusts. Yeah, the only problem with real estate is, if you have tenants that will not pay rent and the eviction moratorium protects them, that could put you at risk of not being able to collect rent. But land might go up. You buy land where they're going to put up these chargers, right, these charging stations. I don't know if they're going to be along the highway or these little baby cities are going to grow. Alternative investments, they say tangibles like fine art, vintage toys, trading cars, vintage cars, other collectibles, they seem to make good hedges against inflation. They say in terms of bonds, you don't want to do the long-term bonds, maybe some short-term. They say experts interviewed by CNBC said you should shy away from long-term bonds and certificates of deposit. I would not want my money tied up too long. But there are some higher rates, so short and intermediate bonds might be a better choice. I saw some of the bonds were up to 3-point-something%, whereas last year, the year before, was like 1-point-something%. So I notice that's going up a little bit. But, I'm not an economist, but I am a shopper. I am a mom. I'm a business owner. I'm really nervous where the economy's going. So looks too volatile for my taste. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hello, I'm a bald person. which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a big no-no in journalism is plagiarizing. I mean, if you're going to write an article and you are going to reference a news outlet or use their article, you need to give credit where credit's due. You say CBS News reported, Guardian reported. Well, apparently, David Mickelson, the co-founder of the fact-checking website Snopes, so this is being reported by BuzzFeed News, has long presented himself as they are saying, the arbiter of truth online. What basically Snopes does is if there's like fact-checking, remember, I guess there was a picture of CNN applauding the Taliban for covering their face for COVID. I think Snopes had said that was fake. So Snopes helps decide what's fake and what's not. But a BuzzFeed news investigation found that between 2015 and 2019, Mickelson wrote and published dozens of articles containing material plagiarized from news outlets such as The Guardian, LA Times. After inquiries from BuzzFeed News, Snopes conducted an internal review and confirmed that under a pseudonym, the Snopes byline and his own name Mickelson wrote and published 54 articles with plagiarized material. The articles included such topics as same-sex marriage licenses and the death of musician David Bowie. Snopes VP of Editorial and Managing Editor Doreen Marchione suspended Mickelson from editorial duties. Now, remember, he's a co-founder. So that's her boss. Suspended him from editorial duties, completing a comprehensive internal investigation. He does remain an officer and a 50% shareholder of the company. So Marchione and Snopes Chief Operating Officer Vinnie Green said, our internal research so far has found a total of 54 stories Mickelson published that used appropriated material, including all of the stories BuzzFeed shared with us. Let us be clear. Plagiarism undermines our missions and values. Full stop. It has no place in any context within this organization. So Snopes' editorial staff disavowed his behavior in a separate statement signed by 8 current writers. We strongly condemn these poor journalistic practices. We work hard every day to uphold the highest possible journalistic and ethical standards. Snopes told BuzzFeed News that it plans to retract all of the offending stories and disable advertising on them. It also appended an editor's note of explanation to each. So Mickelson apparently said, there is no excuse for my serious lapses in judgment. I'm sorry. So what's been happening, which is, I mean, you and I are probably looking at this going, who would, it really takes an act of stupidity to plagiarize somebody else's work, okay? But it's a much different world now, and apparently it is easier than people think. And a lot of people, I don't think, also understand all the laws. So when I was in school, if I wrote a paper in the 80s, and I took a paragraph out of an encyclopedia and I retyped it, because you couldn't copy and paste back then. I had a manual and then an electric typewriter. Barely an electric typewriter by the time I was in high school. And if I would have decided to just use that exact same paragraph, that's plagiarism. I'd fail. I'd get an F. Wouldn't get honors. Wouldn't get to go have honors. Then later in college, I couldn't be a doctor today if I plagiarized. Then, if you took a paragraph and you changed one or two words and you paraphrased, the teacher might be like, look, this is just too close. Why couldn't you just reword it? Read it and put it in your own words. But what has happened with the internet, which is something that now is pretty commonly done, is stories are very, very similar. Headlines are very similar. And verbiage is very similar. So let's say somebody can't spell, Hillary Clinton. Let's say they don't know if it's two L's or one L. They might copy and paste the Hillary. Former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. So they might copy and paste that piece. Not smart, that's technically plagiarism. So I would suggest you say, Hillary Clinton, former. But the problem is, it's really hard to put that in many different words. But what most articles do, like right now I'm reading from the Detroit Free Press, right? They say, according to BuzzFeed News, which broke the story Friday, Detroit Free Press is doing it okay, is doing it right by journalism standards now, because they hyperlink the BuzzFeed News article. They say BuzzFeed News broke the story. So they're giving BuzzFeed News the proper credit that it's due. And because it's allowing a hyperlink, people can go there for the original story. So In media, though, you notice a lot of stories are so similar. And I think the amount of paraphrasing versus plagiarism could be more rampant. My articles are always different because I always add a medical or a psychological component to it. If I'm just telling you that there's some breaking news, I'll say there's some breaking news. This is what's happening. It's a developing story. Nothing to plagiarize. There's breaking news. This is a headline that's out there. This is what we're being told. If it's only from one source, I cite the source. If it's all over the place and nobody knows the original source, we say this is news that we're being told is blank. But if you actually copy paragraphs and you copy sentences and you copy ideas and you copy it gets you into trouble. And as a journalist, you have to do your own fact-checking. So hyperlinking, referencing, according to so-and-so, those things have to be done. And so when a major media outlet gets in trouble for it, you start to wonder how many other people could have possibly been doing the same thing. And it's kind of like laziness. You know, I understand everybody wants to get breaking news out right away, but take the extra few minutes to reword or to just cite the source. You know, if Tiger Woods got into an accident, you know, Tiger Woods was on an accident. Where was he on an accident? Well, he was, I think it was Orange County, California. This is being reported by multiple sources. Now, it's not that hard. So, it's unfortunate that, this had to happen. But it does shed light. I mean, do I think my work's been plagiarized? Well, there was apparently one of my books, one of my bestsellers, stopped selling. And I found out that there was a website that was actually selling an online copy of it. Amazon really couldn't do anything about it. They said approach the people, and you couldn't approach. There's just no way to contact them. And so apparently there were thousands of downloads of this book. I'm like, are you kidding me? That's illegal. It's copyrighted material. But, what are you going to do? So I might get a lawyer. It's just frustrating that this stuff happens. It's also frustrating that you can have a T-Mobile account and your social security number, driver license, personal details could be stolen and sold. Apparently, hackers claimed on an underground forum to be selling T-Mobile subscriber data. 100 million alleged records apparently impacted. 100 million plus customers. Spokesperson said, we have determined that unauthorized access to some T-Mobile data occurred. However, we have not yet determined if there was any personal consumer data involved. But we don't really have a lot of details. CyberScoop reporter Tanya Riley tweeted that the telecoms giant had told her it was confident it had sealed off the security loophole and had allowed the hack to happen. Oh, that had allowed the hack to happen. All I know is, man, we are just too dependent on our phones and on tech. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Don't go away.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.